getting ready to record the intro for any given podcast, I like to put the music, my intro music, I like to include it so I can hear it. And I do like this little dorky dance. Actually, it's probably a good thing that you can't see it. But I just love this intro music. I don't know. Anyway, hello. Welcome back to Seek the Joy podcast. I'm pretty sure this is my first official solo episode since launching the new format for the podcast. I'm so excited and quite honestly fascinated that the topic I'm going to talk about today aligns so beautifully with where I was this time last year. And so I think it's so interesting how time works, how the universe works, how our minds work. So this time last year, I was quite literally sitting in a hotel room in Sacramento, California, getting ready to sit for the California bar exam. And when this episode comes out on Tuesday, people, law graduates across the country, across the United States, will be sitting in convention centers across the country, getting ready to pretty much show the bar examiners what they've got and what they know, and to really just put it all out there. And it's so bananas to me that the topic I'm going to talk about today, which as you can tell from the title, it's this idea of whether or not we are on the right path, whether or not we are on the right track. And this time last year, I was really struggling with, I don't know if struggling is the right way to put it, but I was sitting for the bar for the second time, and I had gone through this whole metamorphosis with myself of the way I thought about that experience and the way I thought about myself within that experience. And if you haven't already, I highly recommend that you listen to my episode called The Comeback Kid, which I released in December, that talks pretty much all about that experience and what I learned and just the shifts in my mindset and how I spoke to myself and the way I viewed the experience. I came to really understand that it was such a gift to be able to go through the bar exam more than once. And if you've sat for a bar exam, or you have somebody in your life who has sat for a bar exam, whether it's one time or five times, you know that it's a little bit like mental torture. I personally wouldn't wish the bar exam on anybody, because it is so bananas, and there are aspects of it that I really don't believe are super humane, but that's a conversation, quite honestly, for another day. But I really went through this whole metamorphosis and having this different perspective and understanding that the fact that that door didn't open for me right away, the ability to become a licensed attorney didn't open up for me right away, because there were certain lessons and areas of growth that really needed to take place before I was ready to become a licensed attorney, to kind of hit that milestone. And so I think it's interesting, because we can perceive a door slamming in our face or a door not opening as being like the worst thing that can happen to us. And it applies to any aspect or any area in your life. But the truth is, that door not opening or that door closing in your face is a beautiful gift. And it really ties into what I want to talk about today, which is these series of questions that have been kind of going through my mind over the last couple of months. And one of those questions is the title of this episode, which is, am I on the right path? I've also been asking myself, am I doing the right thing? Am I on track with where I'm supposed to be in my life? Am I making the right choices? Am I in the right place? Am I surrounding myself with the right people? Did I make a mistake not doing X, Y, or Z? Should I have done X, Y, or Z? Did I make a wrong turn somewhere? What am I even doing? I mean, these are a series of questions that I've been asking myself. It's been, quite honestly, the soundtrack that I've been playing in my head nonstop over the last couple of months. And I have a feeling that I'm not the only one. I'm sure that this sounds pretty familiar to a lot of you too. We all fear that if we make the wrong choice, the wrong decision, or the wrong turn, that we will fall off track. And on Sunday morning, when I was journaling about all of this, quite honestly, it occurred to me that there's really no such thing as a misstep or a misdirection or being off track. What if I were to tell you that there is more than one path, more than one track set out for you in this lifetime? And what if every road that's paved in front of you is paved with a specific intention and purpose based on the choices that your soul makes, based on the choices that you make in any given moment? When your path changes, when something shifts, you get fired, or you just can't get hired, or your relationship ends, whatever the situation might be, the fact that you're now on what feels like a different path doesn't mean that you've been thrown off track. It actually means that you are exactly on track. You are exactly where you are meant to be, based on the changes and the choices that you've made that have really resulted in your growth, that have really resulted in new opportunities for you. You are, I am, we are all exactly where we are supposed to be. Even if that doesn't feel good or comfortable or like we're on the right path. But any time that your path shifts and changes, it's a gift. Seriously. And how you choose to respond to these changes is the biggest gift of them all. Because you are in charge of your growth. You are in charge of your destiny. And I've really come to realize that in order to really understand how to shape your destiny, how to take control of the road and the path that you're on, you have to be open to it. You have to be open and willing to course correct and change your path and embrace the changes in front of you and make a different turn when necessary. The universe, and I am so convinced of this, the universe will set out different paths for you to walk down. They are all possibilities set out for you without judgment, because the universe doesn't judge. We as humans judge, our egos judge, but the universe doesn't. And it's really up to you to determine what path aligns with who you are, what path aligns with your choices and your preferences. And it's kind of like a buffet. Life is kind of like a buffet. You have this huge spread in front of you, and you get to determine in any given moment what you feel like eating. You have to sample different aspects and different things and paths and tracks and roads and people and places and things to really determine what is compatible and what feels good. And I really believe that the task in any given moment is to explore those things, explore those places and opportunities with curiosity and an eye for compatibility. Because it's within scoping out that compatibility that you'll really discover your true next steps. You'll really discover the path that you are meant to walk on. But it takes being open to that exploration to figure it all out. So really, if you think about it, there's no such thing as a wrong turn. There's no such thing as a misstep. There's no such thing as a misdirection. Every twist and turn in your journey, every change, every heartbreak, every moment of confusion, every door closed in your face, every door that refuses to open is an opportunity for growth and exploration. The shifts you experience, the changes along the way are all designed for you for a very specific purpose. The tracks, path, and roads that are paved for you are based on the choices you have made for your growth. And as you continue to explore who you really are, and as you continue to understand who you are, what brings you joy, and what lights you up from the inside out, those roads will continue to grow and change as you do. So don't fear the missteps. Don't fear the sense of being off track. Don't fear the roadblocks. Because without each of them, you wouldn't have the chance to know who you are, who you want to be, and how you want to show up in this world. So don't fear the growth, and don't fear the exploration. Because without the lessons and the growth that comes with every path and every hardship and every celebration, how would you even know if you're on the right or wrong path? Here's what I also know. How open you are to new opportunities, how open you are to possibilities, is determined by the choices you are willing to make for yourself. The choices that you make today to better yourself, to shift your mindset, to feel more confident in your skin, to feel more joy, to bring more love into your life, has the potential to radically shift the direction of your life. A seemingly benign choice in any moment has the possibility to completely alter the direction of your life. Here's what I also know. Your choice to change your life will lead you to exactly where you are meant to be. So instead of questioning yourself, instead of beating yourself up for the choices you made or the choices you didn't make, for what you feel is a misstep or the wrong move, instead celebrate where those steps have taken you. It's really become clear to me that if I didn't start walking down this path 4 years ago, if I didn't begin to embark on this world of wellness and self-help and exploring and being open to my spirituality, if I didn't make the choice to stop hiding behind my fear and anger, if I didn't make the choice to stop hiding behind the shell I existed behind, if I didn't make those choices to radically shift who I am, to radically shift my behavior, to reconnect to who I know I really am, life would be very different. Life would have moved in a very, very different direction. So I think it's important to remember that in any given moment, you really have the power and the opportunity to radically shift the direction of your life, of your joy, of your love, of your happiness. Nothing is permanent. Nothing is set in stone. What surrounds you in this moment, the people, the places, the things, the experiences, they are all temporary. Here's what I also know for sure. Your destiny is really yours to design. Ultimately, it's up to you to shape your destiny as you see fit. So the road that you're walking down right now is exactly where you are supposed to be. You can't do this wrong. You can't do this life wrong. You are really doing it in the way that you are supposed to be. And so I want to read you a poem that really came to mind when I was journaling about all of this on Sunday, and it's The Road Not Taken by Robert Frost. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood, and sorry I could not travel both, and be one traveler long I stood, and looked down one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. Then took the other as just as fair, and having perhaps the better claim, because it was grassy and wanted wear. Though as for that, the passing there had worn them really about the same. And both that morning equally lay, in leaves no step had trodden black. Oh, I kept the first for another day. Yet knowing how way leads on to way, I doubted if I should ever come back. I shall be telling this with a sigh, somewhere ages and ages hence. Two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. I love this poem, and it felt so perfect for this topic and this conversation, and I needed this reminder. And so if I needed this reminder, I feel like there's got to be somebody out there that needed it too. So if you are in this space of wondering and questioning and fearing the same way that I am, whether or not I am making the right or wrong choices or the wrong decisions, or if I'm on track or off track, I hope that today's episode and this conversation has brought you a little bit of comfort the same way that it's brought me. And if you are sitting for the bar exam this week, if there is somebody in your life sitting for the bar exam this week, I am thinking about you. I am sending you all of the positive vibes and the prayers, and hold a little space in your heart for the people who are getting ready to embark on the next chapter of their life, whether it's with the bar or with something else. We are all in this space of wondering if we are on track or off track. But remember, you are always on track, and there is a purpose behind all of it. So that's it. That's all I've got. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. If you are not already, make sure you are connected with the podcast on social media. I have some fun announcements coming your way next week in the form of my first ever dive into Seek the Joy podcast merchandise. It's going to go live on the website in the next week or so. So stay tuned, stay connected to know exactly when that happens. And if you have been enjoying this podcast, if you have enjoyed a guest or a conversation or a topic, or you just want to show your love and support for this podcast or for me, I would be so grateful if you left us a rating and review on Apple iTunes, but really on any platform that you listen to podcasts. If you do, make sure to send a screenshot of your review to Sydney at seekthejoypodcast.com, and I will send you my guide for infusing more joy into your life, as well as some Seek the Joy podcast stickers. All right, guys. That is it. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your week, and I will see you right back here for another Seek the Joy Tuesday.